Well, it's about time. I haven't thrown up in about an hour.
That's so much malarkey.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Don't do it! I'm warning you, do not do it!
Good morning, you're listening to 97.3 The Eagle. I'm your host, Seaman Chance Hansen, a.k.a. DJ Wager. Thank you for joining me this morning. It is currently 7:07 a.m., and coming up soon, I'm going to be joined by a special guest here on The Eagle, so stay tuned in for that. But first, I'm going to start you off this hour with Cuff It by Beyoncé. Good morning, I am your host, Seaman Chance Hansen, and I'm joined here today by a special guest, Fleet Master Chief Compton. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, good morning. Good morning out there, AFN. How are y'all doing out there? It's good to be here. What was that, DJ Wager?
Yep, that's me.
All right, hey, you know, that's an exciting name. We'll have to get into that maybe later, but happy to be here early in the morning. Hopefully everyone is driving to work, on the bus, on their phone, right? We got that app out there. Hopefully they're listening to the show.
Yep. I sure hope they are. Be kind of awkward if we were just talking into the void, no one listening.
Yeah, but just the microphones early in the morning, just talking and no one's listening. Yeah, I think someone's listening. We're going to find out later today. Someone's going to say, I heard you on the radio.
Yeah, we'll see. But I got some questions for you. So you're kind of new here to Naples. You just got here, you know, you just took over as a Fleet Master Chief.
Yep.
That. So the first question's got to be, who are you, right?
Huh, okay, so who am I? Like, what defines Fleet Master Chief Latif Compton? I'm a sailor, right? Foremost, I'm a sailor. I joined the Navy back in 1994. Were you born then, DJ Wager?
I was not, actually.
Oh, Lord. I'm aging myself just a little bit. So, yep, joined the Navy as a culinary, well, let's say mess specialist. You probably don't know what that is, but then we switched it over to culinary specialist. So CS, right, the rating of CS. Only job I wanted to do in the Navy. Best job in the Navy. Well, you're probably going to tell me your job is the best job. Yeah, I can agree with that just
a
little
bit. Got a few things to say about that.
Yeah, just a little bit. But, yeah, wanted to be a cook in the Navy. Wanted to be a cook, period. So Navy gave me the opportunity. Been doing it ever since and been enjoying it. Switched over, right, to the command program, Command Master Chief program, as many of you know out there, or many of you may not know. You get an opportunity to be a what we call a CMC, Command Master Chief, Senior Enlisted Advisor to the Commander, and I've been doing that since about 2010. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you've been in quite a while, had a good career.
Going. Did you just call me old?
I think you just called me old. Not exactly what I said.
Okay.
But, yeah, so where are you from?
So I'm from Connecticut. Originally Connecticut, a small town. Well, it's not really a small town, but a town called Hartford. Was born and raised, jumped out of Hartford and went over to Bloomfield, about 5 minutes up the road, and that's where I graduated high school back in the early 90s. And then joined the Navy. So, I tell people I really don't have a home anymore. I've been in the military for a minute, right? Like we just said that, but in a minute. I'm not going to say how long again because if you're not listening, you got to go back to the app and hear it again. But I've been in a minute. When I joined the Navy, I no longer had an established home. So I've been to Norfolk, right? And everyone's done their tour. Like, most people's done their time in Norfolk. I've been stationed in Texas, right? Hey, you told me you was from Houston.
Yeah.
Yep, just there a couple months ago. San Diego, right? A lot of people's done the San Diego thing. I've been stationed in Naples. Now this is my second time. I've been stationed in Bahrain. I've been stationed in South Carolina. I've been stationed in Hawaii. You kind of pick a place. I think I've been there at least once. So, yeah, still enjoying it. I feel like I'm still going strong. I still got some life in me, right? After 30 years, I got a little bit of life in me. So I'm happy to be here with the teammates out here in Naples. And as I make some travels around the AOR and hit some of these European and African nations, I'm excited to see the troops out there. So if you see me walking around, stop me, talk to me, ask me a question. Don't be afraid. I'm like 6'5", 6'6". So I'm a little tall, but Don't be intimidated. Come up and talk to me. We can talk about your favorite team, my favorite team. There's only football. Let's talk about football, right? Mm-hmm. There's only one team. I'm not going to say it yet. It might be a question later, but we'll talk about that. But talk to me.
Yeah. All right. So you've been a lot of places. You ever been to, like, Guam or Japan?
So never stationed in Guam or Japan, but I have been through there, deployments. Mm-hmm. Right, our ships stopped there for a few days. So I've been on land. I've been on land Guam. I've been on land Japan. Not, I would say, out of both of those places, if I had to be stationed any one of those places, I would pick Guam.
Really?
Me personally, I would pick Guam. Most people want to go to Japan.
Yeah, most people, I feel like that's like a lot of people join the Navy to get stationed in Japan. But you.
So, no, I don't want to go to Japan. I don't eat seafood.
Yeah.
I don't like raw fish.
I'm a big sushi guy.
Yeah. I'm, like I said, I'm 6'5". Most of the Japanese people are a little tight. I don't want to be the giant walking around Japan. I don't know. And I didn't have a bad time in Japan. It was just the time that I was there. I was just like, yeah, I don't know if I would ever want to be stationed here. It's just certain places you just like, yeah, maybe not for me.
Yeah. So you said this is your second time now in Naples.
It is.
Oh, so what, tell us a little bit about the first time.
So first time was back in 2014. I was the CMC, right? We said Command Master Chief. I was the CMC for a place called NCTS Naples, right there on Capodichino, mm-hmm. Right in the basement. So, yeah, I was the CMC over there for a couple of years. I was excited. I mean, wife, that was our first time overseas. Believe it or not, after 19 years in the Navy back then, about 19, 20 years in the Navy, that was my first time being stationed overseas.
Wow.
I mean, it was nerve-wracking, it was exciting all at the same time, and the wife and I were trying to figure this thing out, you know, get off a plane, and like, yeah, we're just going to go rent a car. My sponsor was like, no, that's not how this works. You just don't come to Naples and rent a car. Yeah. You got to get a license. You got to learn how to drive. What do you mean? I know how to drive. And, yeah, guess what? If you've been to Naples, there's a different way of driving here in Naples. So, yeah, our sponsors took care of us, put us in the hotel, got us some chicken, got us some food, right? It was an exciting experience, and we loved it here. And we was actually sad to leave the first time when we left. We made some great connections with some of our Italian friends out there that we're still connected to, even to this day. Coming back, I see a lot of the local nationals that were here before, and they see me, and they're just, you know, it's exciting to see them, exciting to see me. So
that's pretty cool. We're going to take a little music break.
All right. Here.
We're going to get back into getting to know you a little bit better in just a second, right after Houdini by Eminem.
Mm.
And we're back here on The Eagle. I'm your host, Seaman Chance Hansen, and I'm joined here by Fleet Master Chief Compton. We've been talking a little bit about his naval career, and we're back now. So you got some...
good morning. Let's start off, because I'm quite sure there's some people driving in and just tuning in, and we didn't say good morning. So, come back on air, I always say good morning, hopefully you're having a good time. And, you introduce yourself as Seaman Chance Hansen, but your DJ name is DJ Chance, so you got to come on.
Yeah, DJ.
Hey, I'm DJ.
DJ Wager.
Wager.
That's me.
Yeah, and... You know, my DJ name, we talked about this on the break, you know, and I've done this in a past life. Let's just say a past life. You know, my DJ name, because I am a Command Master Chief CMC, I went with Run CMC. All right, so Run CMC, yep, a.k.a. Fleet Master Chief Compton here. Excited to be here.
All right, well, got some more questions for you if you think you're up to it.
I'm always up to it. You throw anything at me, I'll answer it.
So, you talked about you've been stationed a lot of places over your career. I got two questions for you regarding that.
Okay.
The first one is, what is, like, one place that you've been stationed that you think is, like, the most unique? So, like...
So, unique meaning in its culture, maybe the command?
Just, like, unique for the Navy. Like, it's kind of a niche... village or a niche place to go to, maybe not even like station there, but just like a port visit or something like that.
Okay, I will go with Beaufort, South Carolina.
Really?
I was stationed down by Parris Island where the Marine Corps is, right? Hoorah to the Marines out there. However, if you've never been to Beaufort, South Carolina or Parris Island, yeah, it's a place that is unfamiliar to us Navy. We had put two squadrons down there some years ago when we closed one of the airfields down at Cecil Field. And I'm dating myself because some people probably know Cecil Field, and many people are like, Cecil Field, what's that? On the outskirts of Jacksonville. They closed it down, put two F-18 squadrons down in Beaufort, South Carolina. So I got an opportunity to live in a place called Beaufort, South Carolina. And it was like going back into the 1900s going down to Beaufort, South Carolina. It was just some weird things that I saw with the culture. And people that's from South Carolina probably understand what I'm saying. It's not bad. I'm not saying a bad thing. It was just some of those things like, wow, this is different. So the wife and I were there. Good time, though. We met some good people, had some good food. It was just different. So that's one. That's one of the places I would say.
All right. And then the second, well, first off, I've never heard of Beaufort, South Carolina at all. So the fact that you were stationed there, that's definitely a unique place.
We actually have a naval hospital there, too.
Oh, really?
A lot of people don't know that. So we support a lot down there in Beaufort, right? Because you got to think, Charleston's about an hour and something away. But so we do have a actual hospital there in Beaufort, South Carolina, Naval Hospital.
Okay. But so the second question then has got to be, what is your favorite place that you've been stationed?
My favorite place to be stationed. Some would say, well, you're back in Naples twice, so it must be Naples. I got to go with San Diego, though. I'm sorry.
Really?
You and I were just talking about this, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm from the East Coast, but I kind of push myself like an honorary San Diegan, right? If people from San Diego know, right, they call it Dago. I like to think that I'm from California, and I'm not. And most people see me like, huh? I say, yeah, I'm not from California, but I love it. I love the food. I love the culture, right? The weather. There's so much to do in California or in that area. And I have family there. You know, my wife is from there, born and raised. She has a lot of family there. Our daughter is living there. Our granddaughter is living there. So if it's a place that I'm going to, it's going to be San Diego. And I've been stationed there at least twice, too.
Wow. So, what ships were you on in San Diego?
So I was on LCS. I did mm-hmm. LCS, the USS Coronado, which we have now. LCS, but they decommissioned that one. And I was 32nd Street Base CMC some years ago.
Wow.
So I've done both of those.
So you got some love for San Diego then?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And later on the show or later, we'll talk about some San Diego treasures about food because I got a question for you, right? You're trying to drill me down and get some questions out of me. I got a question for you later.
I can't wait for that. But, yeah, so we're going to move on, take some questions more about, like, your job, some work questions. Not as fun, but,
okay. You
know, I'm sure the people are interested to hear, like, what you're planning to do as the new Fleet Master Chief. So, you know, what are you looking forward to as the Fleet Master Chief for Navier and Navaf?
Really, I'm looking forward to the partnerships, right, whether it's here on base, whether it's in some of the countries that I'm going to go to and some of the different countries, militaries that we, you know, we deal with here at Navier, NAVAF. So building some of these partnerships is going to be great for me. Like I said, getting out and about, walking down the spine there at Capitol, seeing some of the troops. And then family readiness, that's a big one, right? Being prepared for emergencies and making sure our families are ready. Everything that we do here, for me, is lean towards the families and how prepared they're going to be, right? Because we can't do what we do right now without our families. And I'm not saying if you're married, single, I'm talking about families, even our families back home. They depend on us, right, mm-hmm. for as American, as military, to keep the freedoms across the world. All right, so us being here in Naples is key and a pivotal part of what we do for the big picture of the grand scheme of the Navy or of the military. So I want to make sure I'm walking around. I want to make sure I'm talking to the team. I want to make sure that we have things in place. So I would say I want the team out there to utilize me and let me know how I can support them. And that way I can, you know, take this message back to the commander and make sure that him and I are taking care of the things we need to take care of to support the team and support the families.
All right. And then some of your, like, goals for what you want to accomplish. I think you could dive into that a little bit.
So goals to accomplish here in the AOR?
Yeah. Yeah, here at Naples.
I would say, you know, helping or continuing to establish Naples, right, in the military here as the premier place to be. You know, say, hey, I want people to want to come to Naples. I want people to hear about Naples and say, I want to come to Naples and I want to jump on AFN. I don't know, something as simple as that. Or I want to come to Naples because I know the team in Naples is solid. They're going to take care of me, and this is the place to be. You know, we talked about that on a break of places in the military, like naval bases that I would never go, and I told you which one I would never go back to, right? And I'm not going to say it on air, not just yet, but I want this place to be, so my goal is for this place to be the premier place, destination of choice for families and service members. I want people to wake up and say, if there's one place I want to go to in my Navy career, it's Naples. So I would say that's one of my goals. And just stability in the region. Another one of my goals is to help stability in the region and make sure I'm reaching out to all my counterparts, no matter what country, what service they're from, and make sure we're aligned with the commander's intent and what needs to happen to be prepared for the next battle, I would say, the next battle.
And then just one, I think this would be probably the last question before we take another little break here. But you've been here to Naples twice already.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some things that you've noticed about the Naples Navy community?
The Naples Navy community? So actually just some difference. So the first time I was here, I think we talked in the earlier segment. And if you didn't hear the earlier segment, you got to go back to the AFN app and play it again. But we talked about the connection, right? I called it the onboarding process. So some years ago when I was here, had sponsorship was really great. As soon as you get here, people pick you up from the airport, got you a nice meal, made sure you went to area orientation. Plug for area orientation. I need y'all to get to area orientation and know what's going on in the area here. But that was a big thing back in 14, 15. Coming here now, we got it back up and running, but we're still trying to get it back to the way it used to be. I say there was COVID in the middle of a lot of this stuff where some of those processes kind of fell by the wayside. So the base commander's doing a great job with his team of building up the onboarding process for the entire Naples team. So,
all right. And we're going to get back to the music now.
All right.
We'll be back to talk some more. I still got a few more questions.
A few more questions? Yeah, because I got a few more for you. So.
Yeah. So we'll... We'll cover that right after Kiss Me Slowly by Parachutes. And we're back here on the Eagle. I'm your host, Seaman Chance Hansen, a.k.a. DJ Wager. And, of course, I'm joined here by Fleet Master Chief Compton, a.k.a. Run CMC.
You know who it is. Run CMC. I'm here back on AFN. Excited to be here. Hey, good morning to all of you. If you're just now joining us, DJ Wager and I having some good conversations about things in AOR and topics, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about some other stuff, you know, talk about places we travel, where I wouldn't be stationed, where I've been stationed, a little bit who I am. So I'm glad you're all here.
Yep, I'm glad you're here too. I got a couple questions for you. We got some fun questions. We knocked out all of the boring ones.
Well, I wouldn't say boring because you're right. Well, the team out there, they want to know, right? Hey, what does a Fleet Master Chief do? What does that mean? I'm a sailor. Hey, I'm a sailor just like everybody else, and I'm excited. And I keep telling you, you see me, talk to me, let's have a conversation. All right, so what you got? Throw it at me.
So the first one, you know, it's in the... We're getting into that kind of season. So what's your favorite holiday?
Thanksgiving. Hands down. There's no other holiday for me. And for those that don't understand what Thanksgiving is in a household, I mean, I'm talking about a 15-item meal, right? 15-course meal. I mean, the turkey, the ham, the prime rib, the mac and cheese, potato salad. I told you, I used to be a cook. Still a little bit. So
it's all adding up.
It's all adding up. So Thanksgiving is my favorite meal. My wife hates it. because I do cook a lot of food. And it might only be us in the house, but I'm cooking a big meal, so Thanksgiving. How about yours?
For me, I don't know. I mean, I love Christmas. Mm. It's just that season, the vibe of it, you know.
Yeah.
But I also love Halloween. Love that spooky season, you know, all that. But,
so, interesting you say Halloween. I do not like scary movies. Yeah, interesting, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. Me? But I like dressing up and scaring people for Halloween. It's the weirdest thing ever.
Yeah. So, what are you dressing up as this year, then?
My pack out is not here. I usually dress up as Freddy Krueger. I get the claws, I get the mask, I got the hat, the shirt, everything. So this year, I think I'm going to be traveled on an undisclosed location. So I probably won't even be here this year. But I promise the team in the next 3 years, you will see me for Halloween dressed up. Excited to be around the kiddies, making sure we get them some candy and everything else. So are you dressing up?
I don't know what I'm going to dress up as, but I'm going to find something.
All right. We'll
find something.
We'll see you out there on the pictures, AFN, right? Go to the Facebook page for AFN. Make sure you support us and see, you know, if you like it, tell us. If you don't like something, let the team know what we, and I say we, right? Because I'm joining the team here. I'm joining AFN here. Let us know what we can do better.
Yeah. He's already got his own DJ name and everything.
Oh, yeah.
But and then this last one is a very, very important question regarding Halloween. Do you believe in Frankenstein, ghosts, goblins, and or ghouls?
What? I've never heard that question asked. Do I believe in Frankenstein, ghosts, goblins, or ghouls, or nothing?
And or ghouls.
I would have to go with Frankenstein.
Really?
Or a variation of something that looks like a Frankenstein. Yeah, let's go with that one. Ghouls, no.
No.
I mean, you're taking me back to like Ghostbusters or something. I don't even know what a ghoul is. I mean, I'm saying a ghoul. What is a ghoul?
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. All right, yeah, so we'll say Frankenstein.
Okay. That's a good answer. That's all the questions I had for you. You got anything?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, boy.
Absolutely. I will take this thing over. You know how it is. Hey, so because you are from Houston,
mm-hmm.
Let me start off with, what is your favorite burger place? Favorite establishment? And I know what you're going to say, unfortunately, and it's disappointing, but I'll hear it. Let's go.
I bet you know exactly what I'm going to say, but
yeah.
It's got to be Whataburger.
Ah, so disappointing.
The Texas classic.
I know. And like I said, I've been stationed in Texas. Or if you didn't hear me say that, I've been stationed in Texas. And that is the favorite place for if you're a local from Texas. I would always tell people, they ask me, right, I'm from California. Honorary. Mm-hmm. In and out. In and out. So we're going to have these debates over the next few months, you know. And whatever your favorite burger place is, you know, write it in on the AFN Facebook page. Let us know. But I'm going to have to go with In-N-Out. And I've tried both.
Mm-hmm.
I have. It's okay. You know, yours is okay. But if you haven't tried the West Coast favorite, you got to get to the West Coast and try that thing. It's pretty good.
Yeah, you know, I've never had In-N-Out before. They don't really have it in Texas.
They don't. You know, it's a reason why they have to keep all their stuff fresh, their meat and everything. I don't know about the Whataburger. I don't know. I'm not gonna talk about that. But try both, make your decision, let us know. And then if we got time, I'm gonna ask you, since we're both here in Naples, we're both enjoying being overseas. What is the one place you want to travel to, or you have already traveled to that was just on your bucket list?
So like places throughout Europe.
Yeah. Europe, Africa,
anywhere,
Middle East. I don't know. Pick a place.
You know, I've got a big list of places I want to get to. So when I'm stationed here, but I think Cyprus, a little island right over there.
Oh yeah, I know where that's at. All right, so you'll go with Cyprus as the one place in the next year or two that you would definitely love to get to.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. I just feel like it's so interesting. It's like. It's just, nobody really talks about it. I feel like it's kind of off the off the grid a little bit, off the beaten path, if you will.
It's not. No. It's a lot of activity going there. I can't discuss it on the radio, but there's a lot of stuff going on over at Cypress. So I would say if you're going to make it there, yeah, do your research.
Yeah, for like vacation tourism at least.
Oh, well, if you're talking about vacation, okay.
Yeah.
Tourism, okay. So for me, I have to get to the Northern Lights, so whether that is a Norway, Finland, one of those places up north. The wife has told me we're going to Santa Claus workshop and we're going to see the Northern Lights. Yeah. Go figure. Mm-hmm. So those are one of the two or three places I want to get to before I leave. The top destination I wanted to go to, I've already been, and that was the Maldives. All right, so if you've never been to the Maldives, that is another beautiful place to get to for relaxing and just vacationing. So those are pretty much the questions I got for you. I appreciate you allowing me to be here this morning.
Yeah, of course.
I know you're busy, and I know, you know, you have a show to keep going, and I don't want to take up too much of the team's time, but if you didn't get a chance to listen, please go back and see what we're talking about. I'm excited to be here, and hopefully I'm back on the radio here in the next couple of days or couple of weeks. We'll see what happens, you know. So,
yeah, hopefully soon. It's been great having you on the show and wonderful talking to you and stuff. I'm sure all of our listeners have been loving the conversation that you brought here to AFN, but it's time to get back to the music.
Back to the music. All right.
So we're going to start things off again with Beautiful Things by Benson Boone. Coming up next is your news and sports updates from over in the States. But don't go anywhere just yet, because we got plenty more music where that came from right here on 97.3 The Eagle, serving America's best.